رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها النبي حرض المؤمنين على القتال إن يكن منكم 20 صابرون يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن منكم 100 يغلبوا 1000 من الذين كفروا بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون.
O Prophet, urge the believers frequently and strongly to defensive fighting. If there be of you 20 steadfast ones, then they shall overcome 200. And if there be 100 of you, they shall overcome 1,000 of those who disbelieve, because these are a people devoid of understanding. This verse, which speaks directly about wars or battles which sometimes must be fought in order to safeguard religion, looks at this necessary evil in a few interesting ways. One of the first things which we see from this verse is that even if a country is equipped militarily, however, there is still a need to encourage the troops towards the goals and objectives. And this is seen around the world when a leader of a country sends the troops to war, that he or she will encourage them and put a sense of hope in them about the need for them to go to war, and also that they have the full support of the country that they are fighting to protect. In Islam, the true commander-in-chief is an infallible individual, such as the Prophet or one of his legitimate successors, either the infallible Imam or one whom he appoints. And this person is leading the battle by Allah's permission. They have strong faith and conviction in what they are doing, and that it is something approved by the Almighty One. They are reminded of those who came before them, the shuhada, the martyrs, people who sacrificed their lives for the sake of Allah. They are encouraged through the Quranic narratives, which speak about the rewards of their actions and what awaits them in heaven. And they are also given insight into what follows their victory for themselves and the citizens back home. However, we should not only limit this verse to the times of a physical war in which guns are in hand and bombs are being dropped, but rather, this verse is also applicable in times of the soft wars, which even today we face by belligerent states and individuals against Islam, and especially those who are working against the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. The verse makes it clear that we must always be ready to counter the enemies, no matter who they are, or wherever they may be. However, we must have true faith and conviction in what we are standing up for, and we must pray that Allah grants us the patience and fortitude, for with these factors in place, we will be successful. Point of reflection. Islam has never been a figures game. Regardless of how many are on the side of the believers, Allah is looking for the spiritual traits such as true faith and conviction, patience and steadfastness. And even if the believers are outnumbered and outgunned, as believers on the true path, we will still be victorious. Or at least we will die trying.
Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka.